Oh, boy. Okay, we have to do a wellness check there on the handsome newsman.
Oh, the newsman.
What are you talking about?
Charlie?
Talking about you, Charlie. Oh, my God. There was a moment where someone came up to Todd.
That's right.
I forgot about this. Where someone came up to Todd at our event. Todd does the weather on News Center Maine, but is often mistaken for his colleague on a competing station, Charlie Lopresti, because you guys do look kind of alike.
You have the dark hair.
It's amazing.
Handsome guys. Yeah.
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 But it's like a running joke that we'll be Oh, there's Charlie Lopresti. So Rachel and I, Todd's wife, are standing near Todd, and some guy comes up to Todd at the event. I don't think you were standing near us at this point, Kel.
Okay.
And he goes, hey, you know, you do the weather, right? And Todd's like, yep. And Rachel and I turn to each other and go, I hope that he thinks he's Charlie Lopresti. Like, we had the same thought at the same moment.
That's awesome.
We, like, both kind of turned so we could face one ear each at the conversation, but look like we were chatting so that we could wait to see. And then he said something about, oh, yeah, so you're going to miss Cindy Williams. And I was like, oh, damn, he knows which station.
Right? Yeah. I know.
But somebody did you know, come up and call me Charlie. And I think it was like a practical joke type thing.
Yeah.
I think one of you, like, you know, told him to go, hey, Charlie, I love your forecast or something like that.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was one of you guys.
Did you think it was funny?
Oh, yeah, I love
it. Because it cost me $50.
That's funny.
Oh, geez.
That was a funny night.
It was.
So, no, we wanted to check on you, Todd. I mean, it's been a whole day since you knew that Martha Stewart was taken. And
I'm still okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'd love to know who this guy is, though.
Yeah.
I want to know how young he is. I know he's younger. I know he is.
You sure?
I just know it in my bones.
Yeah.
I know it in my bones. Yeah, and I'm just curious how young.
Like, never mind. This is kind of a creepy question.
What?
Martha's 80, okay, and she's got this new boyfriend. How active do you think they are?
Oh, gross.
Oh, why wouldn't they be active?
Well, she's 80.
Can we just compare the two responses to that?
Listen.
Kelly, oh, disgusting, Blake. Why would you even ask that? Todd, well, why wouldn't they be?
Well, we're all thinking that. I mean, that's what everyone is thinking, is that she's 80 and she has a boyfriend. I need to try to find who this guy is.
Yeah.
I need to do some Googling.
You need to do some super sleuthing.
I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know how. Well, the question is he in, like, Connecticut, New York, or is he up here in Maine?
In Europe.
Well, that's true. Who knows?
I mean, she's a world traveler.
Right.
So who knows where she is?
He fawns
so
over her so
weird.
Much.
It's You're so, so weird funny. About it.
Well, you know, she's a world traveler.
She
really could be anywhere.
Well traveled.
He may be in the Emirates for all
we know. She's well traveled, Kelly.
She's
well traveled. Did you mean to put it like that?
That sounds like an old way of saying
she
gets
tramp.
Around. Yeah.
She's a tramp.
Yeah.
Which is also an old way of saying.
Yeah. Well, listen, she's a world traveler, or in other words.
I got holes.
There we go.
I got holes in different area codes.
I think he's in the Northeast. I feel like
I feel like he might be in Maine.
Yeah. I mean, she's done a lot of posts. Maybe I'm just noticing the posts from Maine because it's Maine.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling, I don't know. If
he was from Maine, I feel like she would be here more often. I know she's here, you know, a handful of times a year, but she's not up here like every other weekend. I mean,
maybe that's what keeps the flame alive. You know,
what? Every 3 months?
Weekend visits and stuff.
Look, you hear about the STD spread in, like, these homes, these elderly homes.
Hold on a minute.
That is true.
I just had
that's
little,
a fact.
Hold on. I just had a little whiplash from that hard left turn.
Yeah, that was.
Sorry. But, I mean.
Whoa.
That was concerning.
It still happens at that age, people.
Yeah,
it still happens.
We went very quick from, like, talking about Martha traveling around to all of a sudden she might have the.
Is that the clapper?
The retirement home clap. That wasn't the clapper. It was just the clap.
Boy.
Yeah.
Just one.
Just one clap.
Just one clap.
All right. Todd's got your News Center Maine forecast.
All right. Boy, did you guys hear that wind last night? Did you guys wake up?
Our tree out on the porch got knocked over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So
this probably decorations
it somehow,
all over the place. Yeah. It was very windy last night. Still going to be windy this morning, but we got back to sunshine, so that'll be nice today. High temperatures, colder in the 30s. Tomorrow, got our next storm coming in, and a lot of us are going to get a few inches of snow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, who's us?
Like, even Portland.
Whoa!
There is a chance that we hit that four. It's
no
4 inches,
way.
Right?
Yeah, 4 inches. That's the threshold. Yeah,
there's a chance here. There's a chance. Right now, I've got us in a 1-3, but there's going to be this funky inverted trough with higher amounts. Right now, it's on the mid-coast, but it could easily slide back to the south coast and put us in that 4-inch range. So we'll see how that goes. Periods of snow tomorrow into tomorrow night, and then back to sunshine Thursday. More snow showers on Friday.